Blackstone presents Ill Wind by Jean Heller. This book is read by Christine Lakin. For America's newspapers and the dedicated journalists who still seek truth and justice for all. Chapter 1. The body hung against the facade of an office building, too far up the glass wall to be illuminated by street lamps, their glow smothered in the gloom of a snowy night. The man's form emerged as a ghostly and nightmarish spectacle only when a steel-gray dawn began to shoulder aside the darkness. The noose trenched into the neck had been fashioned in a hangman's knot of braided rope. The corpse reminded me of a grisly rag doll, swaying and twisting erratically in an early morning squall that blustered ashore off Lake Michigan and ricocheted among the high-rise towers of Chicago's Loop. I shivered hard as I stood in Federal Plaza, next to the Kluczynski Federal Office Building and the bright red Alexander Calder sculpture called Flamingo. To me, the 53-foot-tall artwork looked more like a giant flower, wilted under a brutal August sun. But it wasn't August, it was April. And it wasn't sunny. It was dismally overcast and continuing to spit sleet and snow. Though I was 5 long blocks from the shore of a raging Lake Michigan, it wasn't nearly far enough to buffer me from the wind. My body chilled to the marrow of my bones, but my gut churned up a fiery eruption of disbelief and grief. I hadn't gotten out of a warm bed to sightsee a famous Calder sculpture. I stood in the brutal weather because I'd gotten a rollout call from someone able to identify the dead man in the emerging dawn and recognize that he was a friend of mine. The body had exited the federal building through a 14th-story window, the rope tied off somewhere inside. The frame was clear of glass, suggesting the window had been removed with a glass cutter rather than a hammer, possibly a precaution against leaving behind embedded shards that could slice through the rope and foil the hanging. The dislodged window had shattered over a wide area of the plaza, 180 feet below the dead man's feet. His body had come to rest against the exterior of another window, 2 stories down. It hit the window so hard, its glass cracked in the pattern of an automobile windshield struck by a rock. The icy wind whipped tears from my eyes. But the wind wasn't responsible for all of them. They were
Sample complete. Ready to continue?